What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I said on Games Daily I would open the show with an apology.
What? What is he doing?
For anything in particular or just for...
Thank you for asking, yeah. Nick. Thank you for being there with me, all right? We did a show here 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we did a lot of shows here 1 week ago.
Well, we did a Kinda Funny Podcast 1 week ago. Actually, okay. I guess technically a week and a day ago because we're a day off. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Last Monday, we did a Kinda... Well, 2 Mondays ago, we did a Kinda Funny Podcast, right? And as you know, Andy... Yeah. I made a commitment.
Man, I got so much coffee breath right there. Yeah. It was a hot, steaming pile of breath in my mouth.
I made a commitment when we founded Kinda Funny.
So
and when
hot.
We started doing the Kinda Funny podcast,
yeah,
right?
I'm humid now.
That I would leave it all out there on the court.
Leave it on
I
the
would
floor.
Leave it on the table. Yep. I would go 110% every time. Mm-hmm. I would never let you down. I would never hold back. Mm-hmm. Last week on the Kinda Funny Podcast,
and I
held
freeze.
Back, all right? Last week on the Kinda Funny Podcast, I held up.
I'm so scared because I don't remember the
I'm sorry.
The
I need to just make amends with it. Oh. Nick, this is my nude.
Wow. Wow. You guys, can I describe that to everyone?
Oh, no, I want to tell
I'd like to describe that to everyone.
What? Is
we've crossed into uncharted territory now.
What's going on right now?
What is happening?
That was legit a nude of Greg Miller. I've seen a lot of that man's body, but apparently there's undiscovered country.
What is going on?
So last week we're doing the Kinda Funny Podcast.
He just broke Tim. We're gonna have to reboot Tim off camera.
Last week we were doing the Kinda Funny Podcast, mm-hmm. and we started talking about hotels. And at some point I mentioned, oh well, you know, what are we sleeping? And and I was like, oh, a hotel. I'm sleeping naked, yeah. right? And there was a whole thing, and then. Yeah. Greg's a germaphobe only when he chooses, yada, yada, yada. And you can go back and look at the footage, everybody. I bring up my phone, I scroll to get to the nude, and I do one of these. Oof. Like, I'm like, this is a graphic, this nude's a bit more graphic. Because I was in my head, I'm like, I'm going to show it to Nick. He'll get a big chuckle out
Hilarious.
Of this. But then the conversation kind of went a little bit away from it, uh-huh. and then I was also like, I should get Jen's permission, and I shut it, and I just shut it down. But then, like I said, ate a hole in my gut for one fucking week. All right?
Couldn't stop thinking about this.
It's my ass and my face every time yeah. I close my eyes. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing?
Now it'll be in Nick's eyes every time he closes his eyes.
Well, I know Nick would enjoy it. You know what I mean?
We've reached a new part of our relationship now, and I'm very happy about this. And if I had one, I wish I had one to show you back. You know, I wish it was like quid pro quo, but I just don't have
now,
anything.
Now, what I would like you to do is describe it. And then, Tim, I think you'll find this especially fun for you.
You describe so it, and I'll draw it.
Okay. So we'll start with the obvious. There's a lightsaber.
Oh. This isn't a double entendre.
No. He has a lightsaber
in his
hand.
He's got a dual-staffed lightsaber.
He's Darth Maul in it.
Okay.
He's completely naked with his backside. I don't know what... There's still... More to see.
There's still mystery.
Yeah, there's still mystery. I assume later, in 7 or 8 more years from now,
sure.
you'll give me the full effect. But this is Greg Miller. Imagine, if you will, audio listeners, you're driving in your car. Greg Miller, completely naked, head to toe, with his back toward us, holding the lightsaber over his shoulder and kind of looking in like an anime Star Wars pose over the opposite shoulder. Taken from a very low angle, I imagine by a young French woman, young Quebecois. No, you did
this
that by
me?
Yourself. That's you.
Yeah.
You put the camera
down. I
gave
it to you very fast and took it away very fast.
Did you mount the photo somewhere? Huh? Or the camera? You mounted the camera
somewhere? No, I'm doing this whole pose where I'm holding the camera behind my back, too. But you're so entranced by my ass cheeks, you don't
really?
Notice it.
Are you holding it into the mirror?
Oh, so it's ass cheeks. We didn't see donger.
Oh, no, there's no donger. No donger. So this is tasteful.
Yeah, it's one of these. Just like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the just hands, like a bit, nothing's by my ass like that. You know what I mean? I don't want to block the good stuff.
But it's all, it's bathed in sinful red light.
How much hair in the crack?
It's hard to tell because it's
tasteful.
Very monochromatic.
It's tasteful.
It's mostly just darkness and red light and a lot of flesh.
How is the... What's the stance of the lightsaber one more time?
Over the shoulder. Racking that bad boy like he's going into battle.
Greg, can you show us by standing up and give us the pose?
Yeah, I don't see why that'd be a problem. Okay. You know, so it's one of these. And like the camera's
and
there.
Can you,
right?
Can you pull your pants up just so that we kind of get the full effect of?
Pull my pants. Oh, so you see the cheeks a bit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Think that
there
is.
Oh yeah.
Look at that perp plus.
Oh wow, yeah.
Look at that perp plus.
If you blur your eyes, it looks like he has great like.
One of these guys, and I'm doing like that thing.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's looking over his shoulder, all sexy.
Oh,
like.
Into a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're. See, that's why I was angling right there.
I was like, how the fuck are you getting your cheeks and the saber in the shot?
Yeah, I know.
Advanced mirror tricks.
Not Tim.
Yeah.
I've also heard you described as, of course, Forbes 30 under 30, mm-hmm. a.k.a. second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the engaged one. I've also heard you declared
the second best
detective in San Francisco.
It's me.
You've been given the image. Mm-hmm. Do you want to walk back a bit and tell us how we got to this sext in this hotel room?
Of you, what you sending this to Jen, how that happened?
How did Greg Miller?
Yeah.
Get to, I'm going to go take a photo with that lightsaber in the mirror.
Well, I imagine it was when we went to go preview Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, that's correct.
We were at Disneyland.
That is correct.
One of my first times with you. It was great. We had
at
magical moments. At Disneyland. Yeah. Magical moments abound. Built our lightsabers. Mm-hmm. I don't know where, like, that's where things get a little
You've done well at setting the scene. You know we're in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. You've done really well there.
Yeah.
You've set
we're at that Anaheim hotel. That we like so much.
Like that one a lot, yeah. Fun little area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great hotel bar.
Sure.
We were at that hotel bar with Andrea.
Yeah.
And Anthony Carboni.
Sure.
We had great conversations.
As we always do with them.
We did split at some point. Sure. I went to Disneyland. You didn't want to go to Disneyland that long. I was like, I'm here, so I'm
going.
That
night though, right?
I don't know. I don't know what night you're talking about. So wait, was this the night that we were staying at Disneyland?
We built the lightsaber.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We enjoyed our lightsabers. We came home with those lightsabers. Mm-hmm. Andy, if I'm lying.
Can you describe to us what enjoying those lightsabers?
Yeah, that's something I was wondering too, Kevin.
So we built them in the workshop and we came out and then like, don't turn them on outside. And we're like, yo, fuck that. And we turned them on and we knocked them into each other and we took photos and we went over by the old Millennium Falcon and took photos. Yeah, it was great stuff like that.
Cool.
And then we came home with them and we went to our separate rooms.
Yeah.
And this is where we tie back into last week's topic.
Tie down, nice little bow.
I come in and I'm like, it's a hotel room. It's a crisp 63 degrees in here.
It's ice cold.
They got those nice starch sheets.
Yeah.
I'm going to get nude, and I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I did that, and I laid down, and I sat there, and I did
Force called.
And this is years ago, by the way. Remember?
Yeah.
I get underneath the covers, and I do that thing where you shut your eyes, and I go, I got to look at it one more time.
Yeah,
So I got up in the dark and naked and went over there with a lightsaber and turned it on and waved it around in my room for a little bit because it's cool having a lightsaber.
Sure. Yeah.
And then it dawned on me, wait, this light's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And could I do a fun nude and could I surprise my wife with this fun nude? And surprise. I did. And she was very happy. And then, you know, now you have it.
And you just random text to her? Or how do you that? Is there like a secure thing you drop in or you just
She's going to say.
So she very, it could be like with a friend or whatever that pops up on the screen, everyone gets the full
more than merrier.
I mean, here's the thing. I learned a long time ago a lesson from my wife, and that's just like, if you're going to take a nude, just make sure you like your angles, and then if he ever gets out, hey, that's what it was.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Fair enough.
And that was that. That's that.
Well, I'll never take a picture of myself without just fully clothed.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
I'm trying to get those feet pictures off the internet of me.
Fucking God.
Don't bring
Are you pressing charges? I don't want to give too many details on this. But, like, someone out there at some point will be able to put one and one together and figure it out. Greg Miller made a feet for free joke yesterday that hit me so hard.
You're the only one. I saw you do the Tim slow head shake.
I heard it.
You were
I saw Eddie just be like, I'm just going to go with this. And, like, you know what? I'm going to give a little more bread to crumbs for you guys. We're working on a sponsored shoot, all right? Mm. Important people here dealing with stuff.
Like real
Greg
people.
Miller,
not
real
like our friends who are, they come in sometimes, but they're shenanigans just like us. These are real adults came in yesterday to do a shoot with us.
And Greg is just killing it hosting this thing. And then we see feet, and they're like, oh, this
they
thing.
They called that as a feature. That they, yes, like, and you see this like, bare foot right here.
Feet for free. And it just like, just went on.
That was great.
Like,
very good.
Oh my God. That was, I hope. That it slips through the cracks. Right?
It's definitely one of those things where back in the day, you know, we would do content, sponsored content, and the audience, understandably so, would be like, I don't mind. I'm just always afraid it'll change the guys. And so here we are in 2022 on a big sponsor shoot, and I'm slipping in feet for free jokes. So those people, get fucked. All right?
All of you.
He's a Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping with shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
The headshot and Nitro Rifle.
I didn't want to call you Nitro Rifle today.
Okay. Yeah,
let's slow it down a bit. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, look, you're doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm drawing. I'm sketching.
And he's doing it. He's sketching. This is like a courtroom sketch.
Where did you get that Surface Book, like that tablet?
It's an iPad. It's an iPad, man.
That's your iPad?
I bought this iPad at the start of the pandemic thinking I was going to be flying a bunch.
Well,
like about a month before the pandemic.
I was going to say, you didn't buy it because of the pandemic.
No.
Man, lockdown, better buy an iPad. I'll be on a plane.
I bought it about a month before thinking, like, you know, I want to watch stuff on planes. I'm going to be flying quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And a month later, just this iPad was just in my room.
Taking up space in your room.
Just chilling. So then it became the gym iPad. Not that I have multiple iPads. It's just the iPad.
Yeah.
But taking it
when
to the
take
gym.
When you take it somewhere else, it becomes the
place. Gym.
What you doing in the gym that you're... Oh, you're
be watching treadmill? My Hero Academia. I've been watching...
Oh, okay. So you put on the treadmill. Yeah. Okay, but you can't lift weights with that thing while you're watching that thing, too. Where you strap your arm?
No. If I do go to the weight room, then I'll put it in my backpack and then just have
extra
my phone
weight?
Podcast. No.
Oh. Producer / seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Greg, this is already off to a great start. And I want you to know, I want everyone to know.
I really thought you showed wiener. I really thought that was wiener.
Honestly, Andy, here's the deal. If Greg was going to say I was going to see a wiener, I was going to think it was going to be graphic, right? If Greg's like, Nick, I'm showing you a nude, I'd be like, I'm going to see dong. It's going to be bigger than I want it to be. Because, of course, he's very, you know. But I'll deal with it.
You're so lucky that I didn't just... bit all over because it was close.
It's like we got like 10 more of these in the thing. I'll get it. But what I'll say is, you started this day by saying, Nick, I got a good one for you, and I knew it was going to be good. I am shocked.
If I could also just give you a little prequel to everything that's happened today. It's a breakneck speed being alive right now. We launched the studio, but there's still a million things happening. We're going back to Chicago. Ben's got a cold. This is happening. There's always some project at the house. Blah, 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 blah. Last night at 9:30. Jen's like, I feel like I'm going to bed too. She's like, yeah, I'm like, I have nothing left to give. I'm a husk. I'm dead. I'm tired. We had like, I filmed all day long straight through yesterday. And like, literally we hit the bed, lights up, snuggle. And I'm just like, oh shit. I'm sorry, babe. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, do you mind if I show Nick my nude? She's like, what?
I love this too because like, yeah, yesterday was crazy. Today was a lot of stuff going on. And I noticed, I was like, all right, Greg had a long day. And, like, I can kind of sense that you're just a little stressed out.
Sure.
So I was like, hey, like, do you want to take off KF Podcast? Like, we can fill someone else. We can handle it. And you were so sure. You're just like, no, I have something. I need this.
I can't do it another week thinking about this.
No, exactly.
I missed the chance to show Nick my nude.
It makes sense. And honestly, I would like to thank you for trusting me with this nude. I feel like my reaction to it, genuine, wholesome.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I think you look great in the nude. I think the butt's nice and perk. Skin looks good.
Thank you.
It's great.
Yeah.
If I think if it had been dong for the first one, I think it would have been a different energy.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh.
Oh, dear.
What's the best way to get this? Andy's drawing.
Andy, give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, take your time. Andy's drawing is very good so far.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And without seeing said nude myself with my own eyes,
he's capturing it.
I feel like he's captured the essence.
I got it.
Andy's in the moment.
Here we go, everybody. If you're an audio listener, the nude we just described. Wow, damn.
How the fuck? Oh, I thought you just cropped.
Yeah,
I thought you cropped it out. That was really
good. That's real good.
That is literally. Now this is the phone. Yeah,
Andy,
that's like exactly it.
I can crop it out if you want.
You can see the donger hanging.
Yeah,
on the other
that's
side.
So. Put a little bit. Like if you could put a lot of shadow there, that's what I saw.
Oh, okay.
But if you could make just put shadow there. Like imagine if it's
like Halloween.
Is it shadow or is it bush?
Diet Coke.
Just try to find it. I couldn't find it.
That was great, Kev.
Oh, my.
Jesus, something peaked. Holy shit, that hurt my ears real bad.
You okay, Kev?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Add back bush as Melissa has.
Back sack. Right,
God. Back sack. Balls from the back, dude. Let's see it.
Hold on. Not too much.
I respect that he could just cut to the camera too, but we open it like this.
No, he's looking at this.
Looks like he make it bigger. Look how big this is.
Oh man, like.
Oh my God, why is there dong?
He said that, but that's where the shadow needs to go. That's where the shadow needs to go.
Listen, well, you don't know it's dong, but it's implied.
You don't know it's dong.
You know what's crazy though? It's like,
God, Andy,
like take away the dong, perhaps. But, like, I would know this is great.
Madeline Stanley seems tasteful. Thanks, Madeline.
Agreed. It was very tasteful. Here's the thing. Greg has sent me just a variety of pictures over the years of our friendship. The one that stands out to me. Do you remember this one?
No, I don't know where you're going with this one. This is a good one.
We get to, I want to say it's Kansas City. one of those conventions where it was a blur when back when we were traveling a lot. And for no reason, Greg sends me just a he's shirtless in his jeans, laying on the bed. But it's like, I don't know how you got this picture. It is the thirstiest picture I've ever seen in my entire life. He's got that look where he's like, and I was like, whoa, that is shocking. That was more shocking than this. This is a tasteful picture.
Yeah.
My favorite hotel picture of all time was Kevin doing the E Honda pose from Street Fighter where he had this towel and like,
That's how I dry off at hotels.
Is there any way we can find this picture, Kevin?
I don't think so.
Is it on your Instagram?
Took it, right? You took it.
I'm going to have to scroll through my Instagram in a sec because, like, it's just this beautiful shot. Kevin opened the windows and just.
I remember
the
that
blinds.
One.
He's at the window just like with his arms spread out, shirtless with this like towel wrapped around him. And it's just fucking.
I was sun drying.
That's what it was. That's why his arms were up.
It's like how Mike was tanning when I drove into the parking lot the other day.
Wasn't I standing like in front of a heater or something that was like, blowing hot air? And it's just like, you know, you gotta air dry instead of towel dry.
Shockingly, I don't remember that photo, but it's on brand. Someone took that of me.
That is such a great picture.
I don't know who it was. It must have been
whoever. Was that a Jen? When the Jen didn't come to Kansas City with us.
This is a long time ago. This was in like, this is 2015. This is a long time ago.
Can show us?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, shirtless picture.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, I'll slack it to you, Kev.
Okay. A shirtless picture.
While that gets slacked, I already introduced Tim, but that's Tim Geddes over there.
It's me. What's
up, y'all? He's the second best detective in San Francisco. Let me remind you all that this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to hang out with you and talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, of course, you can write in for free at kindoffunny.com/KFpodcast. That checks out to everybody?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I feel like, oh, sorry, it's been a while. I do a lot of these new URLs. I'm not caught up. Remember, they're for free. Because we used to tell you, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you still can. And if you go there, you can get the show ad-free. You can get your name read as a producer. You, of course, can get 38 episodes of bonus content a month, all exclusive to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can watch us record the show live, just like Torbenock is, Melissa is, and Madeline Stanley is, who did double back after giving me the compliment about it. Seems tasteful to say. It's a big compliment. I've seen a lot of nudes. And Madeline, I'd like to hear more about that. That sounds like a story. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast for free on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And then, of course, podcast services around the globe each and every Friday. If you want to go the extra mile for us, hey, use our Epic Games code. If you're on the Epic Games Store or playing Fortnite on your PlayStation 5 or playing Rumbleverse on your Xbox, you can enter the code KINDOFFUNNY in each and every one of your purchases, and free downloads will go to us. Housekeeping for you, Wakanda Forever is in theaters and In Review is live. You can catch us ranking and reviewing Wakanda Forever against all the other MCU films and projects right now on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services under the In Review feed. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Morgan Lorraine, Fargo Brady, Hillary Bernard, Id Raven, Immersion Fragrances, Delaney Twining, Christopher Rodriguez, The Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan, Corey Turnipseed, Tall Tree 81, Trent Berry, Joseph A. Carlson, Tranquil Uranium, Macro, 1UP Pest Control, Alex J. Sandoval, James Hastings, Colin Huguenel, Carrie Palmer, Skylar Peterson, Casey Andrew, Elliot, Brian Cheney, Casey Kern, Greg with two G's in the front, two G's in the back, Trevor Starkey, Adam, Jacob Molfelt, Super Daddy Kyle, Undertopian, David Mintel,
The Mind Freak,
Jordan from Kansas,
Boo, Alex.
Cameron Bowes, Jake Holmes, David Huzenga, Erica, a.k.a. Jericho Hannah, Molecule, Nathan Lamoff, Monica Bum...
Gardner.
Bum, no, oh. Boo Man Leg, Matt. Boo Man Leg.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
I'm trying. Bumalang.
Bumalang.
My Booman Lang.
Boo Man Leg.
You know what? I'm sorry. It's not easy for us. You sit over there and you goddamn create art on your little iPad and everybody says you're great. Delaney Twining, some of us have to pose in the middle of the night in a mirror. Ryan Anderson, Kenny Kimball, Eric Velasquez.
You don't.
Ivan Quiz, Scotty Wyatt, Alex Greenle, Mumma Mir, Al Tribesman the Predator, Jacob Meyer, Stefan Stryker, Gordon McGuire, Burt Meg, Jason L., James Davis, it's a.k.a. So at James Davis Makes, Mick at the Nanobiologist Abramson, Arrow Joe, DJ Kento on Twitch, Ryan T from Tennessee, Derek Gregg, Donald Eccles, Short Fuse 06, Jordan Harrison, and Sean Valoric. Today we're brought to you by Rocket Money, Policy Genius, and Shopify. But yes, that was another photo of me.
I could smell that photo.
It was good.
can't find this Kevin picture, and it makes me so freaking sad.
Go look by. Are you searching by Kevin? Are you doing it?
That's how I search Google.
I want to see all the. Yeah. I want to see all the pictures of Kevin.
I'm looking at. Now I'm on his Instagram. I went through all of mine and I couldn't find it.
Oh, but, you sure? Oh, I thought it was in your camera roll for some reason.
I'm gonna need you guys to.
I know which one you're talking about. It looks like, yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about. I've seen it before. Yeah. There are two or three pictures of Kevin that really stick out to me. Yeah. Of course, that one, of course, the Milk Mommy picture, which is the most famous picture ever taken of any human being on
ever.
The planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Modern Mona Lisa.
It's like that one. It's that one and the two people kissing after World War II is over. It's like those two pictures.
And then the two people hugging each other and dead in the underground.
That one's, that's a good one, too. No. That's actually closer to that. That's closer to that one.
Tim, you can't find the photo, but that's okay because yeah. You said before we went live, I have a story.
I do have a story, and it also involves a picture that I'm going to send to Assets right now, Kevin. Mm. But don't bring it up until prompted, all right? So there's a situation in this building, and we got to get to the bottom of it
Before
Joey Noel dies.
Okay.
Okay? Joey Noel, love her to death. I have seen her eat shit.
Yeah.
No less than like 10
was
times.
Was that Roger from like another
that
room altogether?
Like Roger that was Roger being picked up on Kevin's microphone.
In the kitchen laughing. You can see him right there.
But it has been such an issue where just like randomly, she's been tripping a lot. And like, sometimes it's her. She might need to come in here and like clarify if there's anything I'm getting wrong, all right?
Does she need to be escorted?
Hey, somebody make sure she's safe walking in, okay? But like, we've seen her like slip and fall a couple times. And like, I'm not sure if it's shoelaces untied or like slippery stuff. I'm not really sure. But it's been a thing, okay?
Here's
a couple tumbles, we'll call them, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, I'm always so fucking scared. Like, my stomach drops. I'm just like, oh my God, are you okay? And then, of course, my second question is your phone okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Joey Noel often walking around with her phone in her hand, like people do.
Do Greg we think Miller. This is part of the problem? Is this cause? Is this, I mean, causing look, the tumbles? Marvel Snap's great.
But it can cause some tumbles, you know?
Let's I'm just say I should have fingers. Caught Ben once or twice, but I was too busy. Right?
So this has been escalating in recent times. And there's been a couple issues where
At first they were little trips. Now she's tumbling down flights of stairs.
So like it went from like, okay, she like one time she just kind of like missed the seat because like it's a rolly seat. We have very, very clean smooth.
Oh, I think I was there for that one. Yeah.
Seat kind of just moves, she just falls. Yeah. And another time we just see her fall. The lowest common denominator of this, though, is that I see it. Every time she falls, I happen to see it. Therefore, I feel semi-responsible for this whole situation. I know I have nothing to do with it.
That's called the ojo. It's like a Spanish thing where, those like, eyes? If you look at somebody wrong while they're doing something, you're cursing them.
So, like, it happens a lot where, like, that's the problem.
I'm grabbing my can and I'm like pouring into a cup, and then like if you look at somebody and then suddenly all the shit jumps, it's like you gave me ojo. That's like a ojo. Curse.
Joey, I do not mean to curse.
OJA.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
I take it back, whatever I did. But it escalates. And a couple nights ago, I was more scared than I've been in a very long time. Mm-hmm. Because we walk outside, it daylight savings time, curse upon humanity.
Pitch fucking black now.
Pitch fucking black outside. We walk into the parking lot. And in the parking lot, when we first, like, the little entrance area, there's a lot of shit going on. There's, like, a billboard. There's, like, just, like, a lot of, like, weird pipes and stuff, you know? It was dark. A little complicated. Meanwhile, Joey, confident as all hell, walking around holding your phone. There's the little, like, parking curb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, the little thing to, like, stop
little
the
car. Yeah,
yeah. Little tiny thing. She just fucking bites it.
Eats that shit.
So hard. Phone. She just tumbles forward so fast. So dramatic. Like, I couldn't even see it in slow-mo because it happened.
It's like when Peter Griffin does the one frame, like, doo, doo.
Yeah, like, honestly. But she catches herself at the last second, pulls up. She doesn't fall. Her phone doesn't fall. I'm feeling so good because I'm like, that fall, she would have died.
Crisis averted.
Joey Noel would have just been dead. Splat on the ground. We could have just put the paint and that would have been the game over. Sure. 5 feet away would have been the phone. The little
Do we hide the body? Do we, like, 100%. Cover up the death? Yeah.
No, 100%. We don't have any dive.
I'm calling Greg Miller immediately so he's implicated.
Like, I'll
this is your problem too now, buddy.
I'll dial the cops in. I'll dial the cops in. You say there's nothing to hide.
But the thing about
again,
this.
Again, he's the one throwing OJOs over here, and I got to worry about it, huh? You know what I mean?
Oh,
little OJ.
How does this keep getting worse? So then,
get me on that one, Andy.
I'm just so happy that Joey's okay, that her phone's okay, that all of this is happening. And Joey's just cracking up about it. And I'm like, what? And then she shows me something. Yeah. Kevin, can you please bring this up?
Oh, okay. I know what this is.
Her phone took a picture as she was that fucking falling.
Now, I want you to know, Joey, we're glad you're okay. And I hope we can. I hope you can continue to be more careful as you walk around.
But also, but Nick's never going to let you live this down.
If this was the last image we had of Joey,
before,
Now,
Joey, before you come in,
never stop making fun of him.
Like, before you come in, put this as the obituary. Yeah, photo.
You know the photo of the person that's supposed to be on the little easel. This would be the picture.
So I'm telling Nick this story, and as like the next day, and as I'm telling, and pretty much I'm telling him, I was like, hey. Like, obviously, it's funny because she's okay and whatever, but, like, we need to get the lights out there on way earlier, like, just for safety. We fixed it. We're good now. But as I'm telling him this fucking story, we turn the corner. Joey's just standing in the middle of the fucking street, and she had good reason to be there, but not knowing that, all I see is Joey with her fucking phone standing in the street. She starts walking towards me, trips on the curb.
I did not fall that time.
Did not fall, but it was like this moment. And then once again today,
Joey.
Once again today.
But come she did not.
I have identified the reasoning. So I am now an Air Force girl.
Yeah.
And I have these cool new Air Force Ones on.
The inch closer to God.
Yeah. Way taller. And I have them tied so I can slip them on and off. And so they're like a little loosey-goosey, so I think that also contributes. That, and plus I don't pay attention to anything, and I'm always looking at my phone when I'm walking. And there's a lot of uneven sidewalk over here, so
I feel like I feel like I've wanted to be the Air Force One guy for so long, but every time I try them on, it's scary how high up you get.
They're really tall.
They're very tall, and I'm not even saying this to be kidding, but I feel like they're hard to walk in. Mm-hmm. Because you've got, like, this much of a soul, you know? It's like when Mike, who continues to wear them, Andy. He continues to wear them. He's wearing them today. Those streamer shoes that makes him taller.
The 3-inch
Can I tell a story about something like Mike while we're here?
Yes. It's perfect.
I walk in. I see Mike wearing these shoes. I'm like, Mike, we got company today. You can't be wearing those shoes around people. And he goes, can I tell you something, Slappy? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, I lost my other shoes.
What? We're a disaster here.
I took them off of the gym. I don't know where I put them, dog. I got to wear these shoes.
Did he become the fucking receptionist at Monsters, Inc.?
But, like, honestly, that's not entirely off. Like,
I love that impression, though.
There's something there, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Slappy. So, by the way, so he's wearing these shoes that I could say... conservatively are 3 sizes too small for his feet, but he's been wearing them all day, and I'm the only person that calls him out on this. This is why I start feeling crazy, you know?
Sure.
People, I'm like the sin eater. People just tell me about their falling, their shoes.
You stole that from me. I said that like 3 hours ago. Did you? The sin eater thing is right around you.
Did you? I said that all the time. Where did we get that from?
I don't know. Did I get it from you?
No, you probably got it from me because I got it from a movie.
The other day when Jen was talking about us or whatever, she was like, blah, 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 and said something about a connection of us to being sin eaters. And she did it like the Green Mile. Remember when it John Coffey, not spelled like the drink, ma'am, or whatever, spelled like the drink, I forget. But he sucks in all the bees.
Yeah, but it wasn't what? That. It was
what?
Oh, Green Mile. Yeah, you remember Green Mile? Michael Duncan and
Tom Hanks.
It's basically like Shawshank Redemption,
but it's got superpowers.
But superpowers. And Stephen King also.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. Tom Hanks.
Michael Clark Duncan is a prisoner. And he gets death sentence, but he's got like some weird superpowers.
Means John Coffey, not smell like the drink, man.
He has a power that if he like touches you, he can take and heal you. But he has to take the whatever's the bad. So like, the warden's wife has cancer or whatever, and so he holds her.
He can spit it out.
And
too,
he spits it out as like bad black, like dark beans.
Looks like
or
little
something
gnats,
like that. Yeah.
Little tiny gnats. He can also, when he touches you, he can sense like negative things.
He's like an empath.
He knows when the last time he saw a dude was. People like. It was last Friday, 2:00 in the afternoon at the office. It's pretty cool. Shawshank Redemption, much better movie.
Yeah.
Sin Eaters comes from another movie that I can't remember
Sin Eater.
I'll have to Google it. But I say it all the time and everyone looks at me like crazy. I thought it was a common parlance, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page about that.
Me too. Coffee Bros.
Coffee Bros.
Yeah. I want to tell you something right now. Mm-hmm. You've never been more of a dad. Than me looking at this coffee cup, and it spilled so much on the sides.
Not his fault.
First off, you saw how it was handed to me. It came that way to begin with.
Look at the side of this thing.
It
looks like a movie
Tim,
prop.
You were in the Starbucks line when she handed it. It was already doing this.
It was already this. Boy, they put it in the little tray. I was Greg's coffee holder today. I was doing my best, but they stacked that thing so full that it was just popping out of every orifice. And I don't understand why Starbucks.
Orifice.
Yeah. I don't know why every single Starbucks cup has to have so many fucking holes.
It's got, well, the holes are to help it breathe, so when you pour it back, it doesn't get pressurized. A little hole right here, like, make sure when you kick it back, it doesn't do weird shit. What I'll tell you is this, guys. Would it shock you to know that I've been drinking out of these cups the wrong way for a very long time?
Please explain to me what that means.
So I was getting these, right, and it's been a while.
You're talking about these iced coffee cups
with
no,
the sipper lid, which at first I fought, but now I'm totally on board because I love the sea turtles.
This sounds like the fucking.
You love the sea turtles.
This sounds like those two fake TikTok dudes that pretend they're podcasting, but they're just recording TikToks. They're like, "Did you know that you've been drinking out of these coffee lids the wrong way? Wait, what does that mean? So back in 1944, when they created these cups, like, I fucking hate these dudes, bro.
As a quick aside, what I do want to point out is how much Andy hates those guys.
I hate them, bro. I comment on every one of their videos.
I watch everything, start to finish, and I comment on this and say that.
I comment on every one of their videos. I'm like, why are y'all faking this? Just make a video of you talking to the camera and telling us a fact. Quit faking like you're podcasting. Quit acting.
I mean, we've been faking like we're podcasting for like 8 years now.
No, but it's the way they do.
Oh, I know exactly.
Did you know the recycle me thing means something different on these cans than it does in Europe? Wait, what are you talking about? No way. Yeah, so back, like, don't do that. Just be real. I hate them, dude.
Now, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Do you know the guy? Have you seen the guy on the pre-roll ads for YouTube who talks about pooping all the time? Who's like, you got to get the right stuff to poop. It's like Umez or something like that.
No.
Never mind that. I'm not going to follow that up with it. I was going to say, who's more annoying, this guy or that guy?
No. Well,
there's a guy on YouTube that sells a product that I swear to God, every time I see him, it's a different product with the same name. Where it's like, this one hydrates you super well. And the next time he's like, dude, have you ever wondered how you can take 10 shits in one day? Umez is great. And it like stirs some coffee.
Have you ever wondered how you can take 10 shits in one day?
This guy's all over the place.
The TikTok one I get all the time is that Colon Bloom.
Oh, me too. I get that ad a lot.
I've never even engaged, but I get it all the time.
I get that ad a lot.
Just like the other day, I think One Tree Hill did a reunion basketball game, and I've never watched One Tree Hill. I'm pretty sure I don't know anybody from One Tree Hill. But, like, my entire algorithm for that session was that they really wanted me to watch this softball game or some shit.
You missed out on One Tree Hill, Greg. One Tree Hill, they went there. You know what I mean? Not quite the grassy levels of going there.
Okay.
But shit gets wild.
Who was on that?
All of a sudden, Hillary Burton was on it. Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray, that's the one. I always called him Chad Michael Murphy. Murphy.
That's where they got Murphy's Law from.
Don't do your lips like that.
I'm driving in the car the other day because we're out of practice, right? We've been driving to work now. It's kind of nice. Getting in the new routine of stuff. Uh-huh. Of course, I got to get my venti iced coffee Starbucks, right? Put it on the chair in the cup holder next to me. Pull it up like this.
Thanks.
Go to pour it into my mouth. Look down, drips all over me. And this happens for a couple weeks straight. And I'm like, what is with the quality of plastic
What's
in this country?
The deal?
It's gone downhill. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you can't form the seal with the lip part and the cup part. It's basic physics, right?
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Finally, I pick it up one time and I realize as I'm picking it up, I'm squeezing it at the lid. So as I'm pouring it over.
You're breaking the seal.
I'm breaking the seal.
No, you're the problem.
The problem. So I am the problem. So now I got to hold it right at the bottom, if I possibly can. Now I'm holding it like this. I'm two-fingering it. See this?
Oh, God. This is
see the two-finger?
We've officially run out of things to talk about.
Nick's so proud.
I would love to go back, and I'm sure someone has thought about doing this, to all the podcasts and see how many times we've doubled up on subjects.
Oh, so many.
Because it's got to be at least.
How many times have we doubled up on subjects and said the complete opposite thing?
You know what I mean?
We tell a story, it was like he was wearing a red shirt. Next time, he was wearing a green shirt.
Oh, but also just like being hypocrites of like, he was wearing a red shirt that I hated, he was wearing a blue shirt that I loved.
Yeah, exactly.
That tends to have happened quite a bit. Anyway, I hate those TikTok dudes, and also the other worst guy is the Call of Duty guy. These people, totally inoffensive. Like, I have no reason to hate them. I'm just a hater, right?
No, these guys are annoying.
And the Call of Duty, it's always this guy.
It's annoying.
And nothing has made me feel more justified than when somebody stitched the video and made fun of the dude. Because the TikTok guy is sitting there at this angle, and he's always going, the latest patch of Call of Duty has really angered a lot of gamers out there. And then some guy, that's how he talks. That's the cadence. Some guy fucking stitches the video, and he's like, every fucking video is like this, bro. Why don't you do something else? And it's this guy yelling at him, and I was like, Thank you, dude. Thank you. Somebody out there feels the same way as me. I'm just a hater, dude.
You're not a hater.
I'm sipping the haterade.
You're not a hater. You just have a lot of hateful energy that you want to throw at people for no reason.
Yeah,
it's fine. I guess so. You're good.
A lot of gamers are not happy about the latest patch of Call of Duty.
To be fair,
why is he like Trump? That's just every little bit.
That's every video, dude. I don't get it.
To be fair, I am very seldom on TikTok, and I know exactly the guys you're talking about. Those first two guys.
Yeah.
And I think the reason you don't like them is because it's disingenuous. They're trying to come off as something that they're not, and as opposed to us who would never think about doing that.
You ever listen to this podcast, but outside?
What's that?
Podcast, but outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I see them on TikTok a lot too, and they're hilarious. Who?
Jack Quaid was on it.
Well, yeah, sure, okay. I'm sorry, I can't keep up with everything Jack.
Well, he was trying to. We talked to him about it when he was on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
He was trying to recommend that we go on it, because that's how podcasts work.
That's how it works, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Jack Quaid just says we should go on it, and then we go, okay, and we tell those guys. Mm-hmm. They always seem like they're fun.
Yeah, well, let's hit them
up. Yeah, they did a tour with Rooster Teeth, through their podcast group.
They did it inside.
Yeah.
No. Can't do it.
Must be some other dudes.
Yeah. It was in an amphitheater.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back on board.
I'm still drawing this, by the way, and it's looking really great. Podcast listeners,
you could find it. What could you possibly be adding? I'm so confused because you nailed this picture in the first 3 minutes. It has now been 20 minutes later. Like, what could this look like?
No, I'm just getting shape and form down better.
Wow. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Shape and form.
And length. And girth.
Can you show us?
He's not there yet.
I'm not there
yet. Don't rush him, all
right? Yeah, it's because right now...
Kate Winslet wasn't there banging her cane on the wall saying, hey, Jack, show me the picture.
Yeah. Show me the picture, Jack. This thing's about to fucking sink. I need to see the picture,
banging
Jack.
Banging her cane on the wall.
Show me the picture, Jack.
Show me the picture, Jack.
It's because at the end, she's old.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I was definitely picturing young Kate Winslet.
People walk with the canes back then.
No, she wasn't walking. She was...
Spanking the walls.
I'm sure if we go back and watch that fucking movie, at some point she's got just a cool walking cane because she's high society. Maybe like a parasol.
What the
f- Or being abducted? Audio listeners, the lights.
The lights are doing the can-can.
Oh, the lights were doing the can-can. My apologies. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. No, there it is.
Felix McCat move.
Gone off the rails.
Audio listeners, you don't know what happened there. Sorry. No, so what I'm working on is...
Madeline Stanley says, I think it was a parasol. See? I'm saying she had something.
What I'm working on is just shape and form and just making things like your right arm, by the way. Now that I've kind of extended out your torso, I'm like right arm too short. Now.
Remember, I got really good thigh definition too.
Did you give him the back bush like we talked about?
There was no back bush.
Well, there's a lot of shading here. There's a lot of shading.
Okay.
We could sell this on Patreon. I'm not lying.
I'm not lying. Clearly.
Do I have to blur out the back wiener?
I don't think so.
For sure.
Okay.
I mean, for the thumbnail, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thumbnail, you can cut it off right at back wiener where don't back wiener starts.
Don't cut it off.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you cut off the
yeah.
The frame at the back wiener.
Well, then you want to give the thigh definition. Remember the thigh definition? Yeah, I got like that dancer's hollow in my thigh. I look great.
You do. You're a very muscular human being.
It's a hollow in
the definition between the.
I won't take off my underwear. Come back behind the wall with me, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Oh my God. Nick, what are your thoughts on Titanic?
Hold on. I love that we have wireless mics on them, so we'll be able to hear whatever their interaction is.
Yeah, you're going to hear the pants drop too, and this is where we start. This is where the legal drama starts.
Can you hear them okay? Oh,
like, I can't hear them. I mean, they're whispering.
Look at that thing where you got like that.
Oh, they're not.
It's not that good.
Oh, gotcha.
Where the calf is, I guess.
Oh, it's so hairy.
Yeah, I got hairy legs.
Yeah. I was just doing a thing, making it seem like I was like seeing a lot more.
I thought you were trying to salt.
There's something dripping out of it. You know?
Oh my Jesus God. This is a day. This is a podcast, everyone.
This is why I wanted to get back. I hate this.
This is
why I hate Andy and Greg walking back. Greg just putting his belt on.
He showed me the dancer's hollow, everybody.
He does have a dancer's hollow.
It's like the fluorescent.
We used to call it fluorescent alley. Black swan.
Oh, I don't like you calling it erotic fiction.
What would you call it, all right?
I don't know.
You say you're red porn, no one understands. You say erotic fiction, like, oh.
I have some beefs I'd like to squash.
Oh, sure. Squash.
Is there more fucking people on TikTok that do weird shit?
No. Well, what I was going to... I have some beefs I want to squash.
Right after this message. Of course, ladies and gentlemen,
this is from
patreon.com/kindoffunny. That's where we make the money to keep it going, to have a wall to go behind to show dancers hollows to each other. If you want to support this madness, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can watch us record the show live just like Sophria is Melissa is in Lexi. I apologize, Sophra. I'm sorry. It was on the fly. Sophra. It was happening so fast. You know.
I would have said Sophria as well. Melissa Hagler was there, of course. Matthew. It's just like Hildago.
Sophra. Don't put an OJ on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't do the OJ.
Audrey?
Oho.
I thought you were saying don't pull an OJ on me.
Listen. Either way, it works. Oh, look at this. Shifra is how she says it. Say her name.
Oh, Shifra. Is that really how?
God,
oh,
I love it. Don't you love that? When some fucking smarmy son of a bitch swings on you, corrects you, and was wrong.
We're not hitting the ads yet.
Definitely wrong.
I'll tell you what. I had a. Did we come back from the ads yet?
No, we never went.
Let's go to the ads right now.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, to be one of the producers. Get your name read. To get the show ad free. To be in the chat live for this show, for all the other. Remember, you do it once, now you get all the shows. Games ones. This one, all of them, we're recording them, you're watching, you're having a great time. In review, you name it, you can get in review a whole weekend before anybody else. I digress. Of course, the biggest thing over on patreon.com/kindoffunny is the ability to watch our content or listen to our content ad-free. But since you're not there, here's a word from our sponsor.
Shout out to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode. We all love gobbling up content and we have an understanding of what subscriptions we use, right? Or do we? Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200+. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app that we love using that takes care of that for us, and it's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Shout out to Shopify for sponsoring this episode. We love Shopify here at Kinda Funny because we use it to run our very own kindoffunny.com/store. Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Start selling with Shopify and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. With Shopify, you'll create an online store in your vibe, discover new customers, and grow the following that keeps them coming back. Shopify has all the sales channels sorted so your business keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content, Shopify's got you every step of the way. It's how every minute new sellers around the world make their first sale with Shopify. And you will too. When you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Go on, try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/kfgames, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/kfgames to start selling online today. shopify.com/kfgames. Shout out to Policy Genius for sponsoring this episode. Life insurance is the type of thing you never hope you need, but the reality is mortgage payments, childcare, and other expenses don't disappear when you're gone. And since life insurance typically gets more expensive as we age, now's the time to buy. Policy Genius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There are no added fees and your personal info is private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
What do you got now?
Matthew, how do you say your last name? Correct me. It's fine. He's in the live chat.
Matt Grover?
Hidalgo,
yeah.
That's what I said. He said I won't correct Nick on my last name, but I said it perfectly.
What'd you say?
I said Hidalgo. I mean, I said it with a dorky, like, American accent, but, like...
Hidalgo, yeah.
That's just bad. I mean, I didn't say it like... Now you're saying it, right?
I tell you what, where McCown and Farr are, Hidalgo County. Tri-County area. Tri-City Bombers.
Do they do that when they say their baseball team? When they hit them, they go, try.
No, triangle. Definitely not. Triangle. But we call the gang back home. There's a gang back home called TCB, the Tri-City Bombers. And it's comprised of Far Sign, Juan, and Alamo. Tri-City District.
Say it again.
TCB.
Say it with the...
Tri-City Bombers, Hidalgo County.
There it is.
McAllen, Far, Alamo. So here's what the beef. Here's what the beef.
That's
I have
a great accent. I see that. You should use it more.
Here's what the beef I have is. So tell you what, Greg, I've been working on my voice acting reel.
Of course, yeah.
And
is this a beef, or did I bring you back to the voice?
No, just a bunch of no beef yet.
Okay.
Been working on different stuff, and then I was like, you know what? I want to try to do a. And I'm blanking on the actor's name. From the movie where he's got the pressure thing, Nick, with the nail.
Oh, Javier
Bardem.
Kevin A. Sachs in the chat goes, Nick doesn't even know my last name.
It's true. I don't know Kevin A. Sachs's last name.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
He might be my closest friend.
What's Washburn's first name?
I have no idea.
When it's not anywhere, when it's not visible, how are you supposed to know? I understand that. But I was working on, like, voices, and I was like, you know, I could probably do, like, a Javier Bardem. And I was watching TikToks with Tenoch Huerta, who plays...
Is it Tenoch or Tenoch? Is it Tenoch?
Well, like, when you talk about, like, Tenochtitlan, like, I just assumed it was Tenoch.
Oh, I'm literally asking, I want to get his name right, because he's a
badass. Full stop. Madeline Stanley says, I found a bunch of pics with Rose from Titanic with a parasol, and she's using it like a cane, if you were wondering. Thank you, everybody.
I'm really out of focus right here.
This is what you call... A steel trap.
Yeah. That's incredible, Greg. Thank you for that.
And Tim, I've been working on the accent, and I've been talking about, you know, I'm from the Rio Grande Valle. You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Can you give me that? Can you say, call it Frendo, like he says in that one movie where it's terrifying with the cow killer thing?
Movie you're
call it Frendo.
Call it Frendo.
Call it
that's
Frendo.
That's what it sounds like. This quarter traveled for what four a weeks movie, to be huh? here. I won't watch it again.
Really?
It's scary. He's too scary.
He's really, really good.
Have you guys seen No Country for Old Men?
No.
You've never seen No Country for Old Men?
Fuck, it's scary.
Oh, man, it's
one of those movies. It's based on a Cormac McCarthy book. And I know because I was one of those stupid times where I read the book before I saw the movie. It's really good, but it is so intense. And I will never watch it again. He's terrible. He ruined me for watching him in anything else because he's scary in that movie.
It's amazing. Very, very good movie. Anyway, now back to the beef.
He walks around, Tim, with a pressurized can and a little thing that you kill cows with. So you put it up, and it goes, and it shoots a little, like, spike into their head and kills
like
them.
Like a bolt.
Like a bolt.
Holy shit.
And he kills people with it. It's really freaky.
He uses it to hit the doorknobs and break, like,
and break
locks.
Them through. But he goes up to a guy.
Is he out there just hunting old men?
He's a killer. He's an assassin.
Like, not in this country.
And Tommy Lee Jones plays a cop, and Josh Brolin's the one he's hunting. So Josh Brolin comes across this money. I'm going to spoil all this movie for you. Comes across this money in the desert after this gang shootout happened, and he decides to steal the money, which, of course, then sets him on a path to, ultimately, his demise. But Javier Bardem's character gets sent after him to kill him. Wow. And in the meantime, Tommy Lee Jones is like, I'm trying to retire. He's like Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon.
He's like, I'm trying to be a man in black.
And at the end of it, he never catches him. And his wife's like, are you going to go back out and find him? He goes, no. There's just some shit that's too scary, and I don't want to deal with it. And that's it.
Damn.
That's the end of the movie.
She goes, like, man, there really is no country for old men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
So here's the beef.
Andy, is being in a Latino family all that it's cracked up to be? Because I'll tell you, I was watching Love is Blind the other day, right? And don't get me wrong, nobody panic. Jen and I are extremely happy. Ben's great. You know what I mean? But I told Jen, I was just like,
why
man,
would we pick our own?
You know, I'm watching this show where these two are dating, you know, different people from different worlds, right? You know what I mean? And, okay. And the woman's Latino, or Latina, and the guy was not. Okay. And so, like, it was like, you know, meeting the family and doing this thing. And I'm watching, and I'm like, man, the family seems great. Her family seems great. Yeah. And then they're throwing these cool parties and stuff. And, like, you know, the Latinos I know in my life, I like a lot and stuff.
Oh, great
and I'm
parties,
like, man, I feel like I would fit in well with these people in terms of a culture if I was to... You know, in a different universe, if you not fall in love with a French Canadian, I fall in love with Latino.
Oh, if you, like, Greg, I'm telling you right now. If you lived in the Rio Grande Valley, let's say I had a sister.
Yeah.
Let's say you married, or it could just be, you married my cousin.
Greg loves playing games, though. That's the big problem.
That's true. Go ahead, Nick.
Who would you rather marry your sister?
My imaginary sister?
Your imaginary sister. You have an imaginary sister. You guys, I'll paint the picture for you. You grew up contentious, as it always is. You guys fought a little bit here and there, but eventually you realize in your teens you guys can become best friends. You're thick as thieves now, right? Mm-hmm. Flash forward to your birthday party. Your new boss comes, Greg Miller, and your other cool new, the cooler new boss, Nick Scarpino, comes to the party.
There's two new bosses.
My two dads. And your sister's like, I'm torn between these two jabronis. I like them both. Who do you give your blessing to, me or Greg?
Keep in mind, in this scenario, Nick's about 15 years older than your sister.
Hmm. But Greg's only, he's 13 years older. Greg's not, again, not that much younger than me. Just throwing it out there, Greg. 40 already?
No, I'm 39.
Let's just say all three of you are 40-year-old divorcees.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
40-year-old divorces.
Amicable divorces. Sure. Yeah. Our wives living great lives right now.
Oh, yeah. Love each other.
Super happy. We have a great relationship.
Yeah. Wait, you said all three. So Tim's in this too now?
No, you like you, yeah,
don't
my
put
sister.
Tim in this. Tim's the obvious vote.
Andy would choose me.
That's Tim's easy vote.
Are you kidding me? No way.
I would choose Tim first.
Yeah. No, Tim's not in this. I already told you. Tim, snakes, fighting him off, died in a pit of snakes.
Think about how much fun I'd be.
Here's the thing.
He never plays Call of Duty with you. He hates PC gaming. I'd be the cool brother Nick. Brother Nick, PC gaming.
Ooh. Brother Nick, no.
Here's the thing. I think Greg would enjoy it more. I would want to see Greg in the environment more because I know Greg to be a cook and Greg to be, he loves to make a good burger on the grill and a good, you know, and I think Greg would vibe with that a lot more because Greg, every fucking weekend is a barbecue, football Sunday, it's come over, my dad's got, like, every fucking Sunday, I'm not kidding you, my dad on Snapchat will send me the grill with chicken quarter legs.
Oh, God, that's good.
Fajitas, there's ribs, there's sausage on the grill, like, and my mom's making rice and beans in the kitchen. Like, it's always a fucking party.
That's awesome.
And that's like every goddamn Sunday, whether the Cowboys game is at noon or at 3 or at 7, like, there's going to be some hangout. Yeah, there's going to be some hangout. And I think you would just vibe so much being in the backyard. It's going to be hot, granted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be hot in the backyard.
You know, I'll rock shorts when I need to.
They got beers in the koozies.
I was going to say some Coronas back there.
They got beers in the koozies. They got the little Spotify playing, like whatever the fuck they want to play.
See, I would thrive in this environment.
You would thrive.
Now, and I want this. This is actually, I think, a pro for me, all right? Mm-hmm. Gustavo puts in the chat, wait, hold on, Andy. Doesn't Greg hate beans? I do. And that would be every week, your entire family giving me shit for it, right?
So fun.
Oh, no, because I don't like them. Toss me a beer.
I got a couple of relatives who don't like beers. He's got ass for days.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. If you haven't seen Andy's imaginary sister, she is standing.
Holy shit. This is how sad I am. I'm like, can I follow her on Instagram?
She got a link or what?
It's like, what's up? Where's the link? Link me. Oh, God.
But yeah, Greg would thrive. I do have cousins who don't like beans either. So sure, totally fine.
We'd have a great time over there.
But you got the rice. You'd have some salsa. While the meat is cooking and while my mom's like making the beans and the rice and shit, there's always a bowl of like my grandma's fresh-made salsa or it's pico de gallo. And there's a bunch of like tortilla chips around. And we're just hanging. We're just shooting the shit. Yeah. It's a great time, bro. It's a great time. Anyway, here's my beef.
Yeah.
Nick.
Yes.
Andy, draw a picture of your imaginary sister next to Greg.
It's going to be two naked bodies.
Give her a green lightsaber.
So I was asked a little while ago, Nick.
Yeah.
By Danny Pena and Rihanna and Gerard. Y'all going to the Game Awards? And I said, no, these motherfuckers never sent me anywhere.
Yeah.
In 2023, you and I are going somewhere, okay. Nick. Maybe Mike. Well, you and me are going to Royal Rumble, maybe.
Royal Rumble, San Antonio.
Now, you, me, and Mike are going somewhere.
Oh, this is magic.
I don't know what. Comic-Con? What event do you want to go to?
I obviously love going to Comic-Con. I hope we all get to go to Comic-Con again next year.
I've never been. However,
you've never been to Comic-Con?
No. However, oh, man. Well, no, that's a lie. I worked New York Comic-Con when I was at Rooster Teeth.
New York Comic-Con, different vibe.
Really? Yeah.
Different vibe. Great, but totally different.
But like, okay, but in one way, isn't it just a big ass building with a bunch of stands and shit?
Yeah,
San Diego Comic Con is, I would say, the most unique convention.
It's compared incredible.
To any other. One.
It takes over the town, or at least the Gaslamp District. So what it means is that, in the same way that yes, San Diego Comic-Con is in the San Diego Convention Center.
I hate when my ex-girlfriend was gaslamping me.
And the New York Comic-Con is in the Javits Center, right? Yes, they're both in convention halls, but when you leave the Javits Center to go into New York, you're in New York.
By the way, this motherfucker is so seasoned. He knows, like, the exact center it's called. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's
when
so
you,
cool.
When you leave the San Diego Convention Center, you are still in Comic-Con. Like, all the businesses, I mean, first off, it's beautiful, so you just want to be outside.
Yeah.
And then all the businesses in the gas lamp are set up for Comic-Con. Their staff is in costumes. They have specials. There's a million different events happening in terms of bar takeovers, restaurant takeovers, street stands, this. There's things happening. IGN's got their set up at the Hard Rock, and they've got the balcony, so you can go there. And there's people always gathered there yelling up at the people getting interviewed and stuff. Like, you are still, you could go to San Diego for Comic-Con, never buy a Comic-Con ticket, and still feel like you're at Comic-Con.
I would argue that's the move. Like, I personally have a lot more
that
fun.
That sounds like a South by Southwest sort of planning.
Outside sure. Than yeah. being in the convention itself. Convention, super cool. And there's a scale to it that no other convention has. Like, I would say the E3 is the one right behind it. And I even think Comic-Con's leagues ahead in terms of, like, just the
how are the photo
enormity
ops?
Of it all.
We get, like, cool big-ass props and shit.
Oh, yeah. Because,
that's one thing I kind of miss, and I didn't realize that I missed until I saw people at, I forget what, convention maybe a month or two ago where there it was like it was a Link from Tears of the Kingdom, and it was his like his new costume, the new Zelda coming out next year, and it's like a life-size prop, and I was like, fuck, I haven't seen a life-size prop of anything in a while, and it's such a weird thing to miss, but I miss like walking by big ass fucking
Comic-Con's got that
here's all the money we spent on
outside
this
of it too, they
had activations, right? And so like I remember it's one of the first times I met Jen was they were doing a zip line activation where they were like, would you want to come zip line? And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Air blasting gun. What were they?
Airsoft guns.
Yeah. So they're like, just jump on this thing and just start shooting
Each other.
And I was like, this sounds awesome. But San Diego obviously speaks to me more because I've never been hugely into video games. So every time you walk around, there's movie references everywhere. There's comic book references, video game references, of course, as well. But it's really a celebration of all pop culture.
They got like a Pollos Hermanos sort of
They probably did, actually, yeah. I think back in the day. I mean, I would not be surprised. I mean, remember, famously, Bryan Cranston went around Comic-Con in a Walter White mask.
No one knew it was him,
and he was like, I'm starting this whole new thing, and then Hugh Jackman's like, I'll just walk around as Wolverine. Everyone's like, that's
copier.
Yeah, get out of here, bro.
I think in terms of the like what you're talking about, the life-size standees and like the big set stuff, nothing tops it.
No.
E3, that is like condensed.
But E3 has like
just
epic
shit. The
like,
booths, yeah.
That's like... There was those few years where all the big three were trying to just outdo each other with the booths. And that was incredible.
It was so cool. I mean, the hallway, such an E3 the green glow of Xbox, blue
I've
PlayStation.
I've loved it since E3-1. Been going every year.
Nintendo always goes all out. Nintendo always has, like, their big-ass, like, the entire Hyrule remade or New Donk City or whatever. But Comic-Con, I feel like, it's more like how many different things are there, because there's, like, a lot of shit you can buy, photo op stuff. Meet and greet lines, and then there's a couple big set PC things, but like I feel
but
like
outside
those are,
and like it's
outside, that,
that's where they have like that grass takeover that the next to the there's the steak place, and then the walkway in front of it right on side of the tram tracks, and then you get to that open grassy area that is always crazy
big ass things. Yeah.
No, not across the street, not at the convention center, but back, like you know how basically that intersection where. If you're looking at the convention center standing in the street, you have IGN and the Hard Rock here, and then you have the steak place here, and then next to the steak place is a hotel, and then next to that's that open area where it's like, here's the obstacle course, here's this thing, whatever.
Yeah, it's
Craig,
fun.
Can you, just real quick, I'd love to keep talking about this, can you real quick stand up for me, hold the phone behind your back?
Sure.
It's really tough to get the proportions here.
While he does that, one of the other things that I kind of miss, because we don't get to do it that often, is... Every, you know, there's the consumer version of Comic-Con, and then there's the actual, like, press version, where every Marvel movie, every movie that's coming out that has anything to do with pop culture, they're doing red carpets in the back. And so I'll never forget, one of the weirdest moments of my life was waiting to do the red carpet for the movie Red, and it was like, with Bruce Willis, and Bruce Willis was there, Red Notice? I think it was Red. That was one with John Malkovich and Helen Mirren stuff. Yeah. And I just see Bruce Willis walk out in front of me. I'm like, this is a trip and a half to see people interviewing Bruce Willis.
Did you tell him, ho, ho, ho,
Now it's your time to die.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Whatever that is, I think it needs to be killed.
It's because it starts turning into Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Oh, Hannah, but it's happening. Yeah.
I can't even imagine, though. I can't even imagine what those lines would have been like right around Endgame. Well, it was like every major Marvel star is just
well, whatever.
Around.
You talk about that, but that was, we were in that. I guess you're right. I'm sorry. We got to live it for a bit with IGN. It wasn't Endgame, but it was like. When
Civil War?
Samuel L. Jackson, Jeremy Renner were there and all stuff, and I got to be like, oh, Jeremy Renner and I were just bullshitting in between the going live, and I was just like, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, you're doing great in the comics. He's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, they're doing this thing called the Matt Fraction Run. It's great. You're like, it's really cool. He's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
never gonna see that. I don't think. But,
and then that's what caused him to tell Kevin Feige.
He was like, you know what, we should do this. He's some like, fucking loser.
Some fucking loser.
You get a raise, Renner.
I think the guy would look great in a dude with a lightsaber. Speaking of red carpets and interviews, Kevin.
Oh my God.
Yes. Wow.
Kevin.
Oh God.
Yeah. Hey, what's
up? What was it like talking to Guillermo del Toro? I'll asset you the clip. I know that's up on Instagram and on Twitter and stuff, so you can show it. But what was that like, man?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I was pretty nervous, just especially when I got there. They had set up. Where were you?
So explain.
Sorry. SF Film hit us up and said, "Hey, do you want to come watch Pinocchio by Guillermo del Toro?" And we were like, "Yeah, sure." He's also going to be doing a little. Some sort of interview. No, not interview. He was doing it like a
press line.
Press line.
A press line, right? I said red carpet,
no,
but I meant
press
line.
No, he was supposed to do a talk before the movie, I think. Mm. Which is what was interesting for me. Paula is a huge Guillermo del Toro fan, so I knew it would mean a lot to her to go. So I was like, yeah, let's absolutely go. And then the next day they hit us up and they're like, hey, actually, we're going to do a red carpet interview stuff. Do you guys want to participate in that? And I was like, well... Why waste the opportunity to talk to an amazing man? Someone who I deeply respect, you know? So I went there and I was like, I'm just going to film on my phone, no big deal. And when I got there, it was way more professional than I thought it was going to be, which kind of like scared me a little bit because there was a SF Chronicle taped to the ground and CNET, like real venues. And meanwhile, it's just me on the phone. And for some reason, they had, like, taped it all down. And Kind of Funny's name was just, like, 2 feet closer to the red carpet.
Yeah.
And it was
Naturally, it should be cool.
Then we did then everyone did the interview. And it was great. And let me tell you, he was amazing. He just answered all of my questions with...
The perfect answers.
The perfect answers at, like... Well thought out answers, and like these aren't your normal questions. You know, they're questions based off of the KF podcast.
Yeah. I sent you both the links from the Kind of Funny Twitter, or the ones that are up. But if you could show, the burger one, that's my favorite.
Give
for
me
sure.
One
no, no, take your time. Man. I'm not trying to stop you. I'm just letting you know you have visual aids.
There you go. I'll just play
pineapple
it.
Pineapple on pizza is good.
Oh, that's the second one.
Peanut M&Ms are the superior M&Ms. I have never partaken on the M&Ms.
Metal Gear
never
Solid
partaken.
2 is the greatest game of all time.
One of them for sure.
Yeah, okay. Is Death Stranding the greatest game of all time?
One of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great actors in it.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I don't think so. This is a vertical sandwich. Is negative.
Smoking is never cool?
Oh, no, it looks cool.
Not cool for the biology. That's a great one.
You fucking killed it.
Sorry,
killed
that was the other
one. No, it's fine. Yeah, no.
That's a great one, too.
Great. No, definitely great, yeah.
There we go, and here's the other one. Which, I did mess up the question. That was my bad.
If somebody offered you a hamburger, would you assume it was going to come with cheese on it? I never assume anything on my burger.
Legit one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
It's just like it's
the
like,
fact that it's such a funny response. The fact that Kevin messed up the question, which just adds like an extra layer to it.
Because
it's Kevin
Burger, right?
So fucking serious in his little outfit with his tiny little notebook.
What I love, what people don't understand is you know when it comes to great content, it's all about chemistry. And if I could wave a magic wand and just have the Guillermo del Toro / Kevin Coelho half hour, I would pay to see that.
Oh,
I would watch
so much.
That on Netflix. Just Kevin coming up with questions from our community and rapid fire asking and just having conversations with Guillermo del Toro.
It's perfect.
That's a world I never thought we'd get to live in, but I'm glad we did.
Now, the thing that was a bummer is that I forgot to be like, oh, let's take, can we take a photo? So I finished with him. Other people continued to do interviews and just a lot of people around him trying to talk to him. And I was like, I'm going to wait around and not like take my seat to go watch this movie so that I can try to ask him if I can get a quick photo with him. And as I'm standing there kind of just, they had little cocktails and appetizers. So I'm eating, kind of waiting. The handler comes around and she's like, hey, so we didn't get any tickets for any of the press. So I'm trusting you not to try to sneak in. And I was like, okay, that's super random. Kind of, you know.
As you're housing your third cocktail weenie.
You're like, well, I can still eat these weenies, right?
So everyone kind of like left him alone for
the
a moment.
Weenies fair game.
Yeah. Everyone kind of left him alone for a minute. And I was like, all right, it's my chance to go and be like, hey, I'm sorry, can I take a photo? So me and Paula take a photo with him. And then he's like, okay, let's go watch my movie. And he kind of grabs me by my arm and we start walking over. And I look at him and I'm like, oh, I got to go put my glass down. And I go put my glass down. And he's now being taken away by his handlers to go watch the movie. And I'm just like, okay, now let's sneak away. And it was just so sad.
That's one of those moments you got to just like let him grab your arm and you walk.
Yeah.
And you're like, should I put my drink away? And he's like, no, bring that. Like,
Greg, the woman made me promise that I wouldn't try to sneak in.
But when Guillermo del Toro is escorting you in, I would say you're not sneaking in.
I think you're okay. Now, you know, Kevin, that there's probably a reality. I'm not saying this is the reality. But there's a moment where Guillermo del Toro that night turned to go to talk to his new friend, Kevin.
Yeah.
And Kevin just simply wasn't there.
What if he's going to respond to these tweets eventually and just be like, Kevin,
what happened to you?
Where'd you go?
Yeah. Why'd you ghost me?
Damn, Kevin. Why'd you ghost me, bro?
Can you imagine that was your legacy, Kevin? That Guillermo del Toro feels slighted by you?
I think that's a pretty good legacy.
Why did you got to bring that up?
I had to.
Why did you? I saw him give you a look like it's coming. You know, I saw a quote the other day that Henry Winkler was offered the role of Danny Zuko in Grease and turned it down. And my first thought was, good. Fuck you. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's still in there somewhere.
Still carrying that anger.
I mean, that's the type of retroactive casting that's just too good.
Oh, I mean, he was the Fonz, so yeah. I think that's why he didn't take it, though, because he was like,
too many
leather jackets, too many this and that. But you go back and look at that, Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta just crushing life.
They did crush.
Yeah. You didn't want to talk about chemistry those two had right there. Almost as good as Coelho and Del Toro.
Yeah.
They were so hot, they needed to stay out of the frozen food section.
Because they could melt all this stuff. When did I say that?
Halloween in review.
Yeah.
That was a great episode. You said it like 5 times.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love you.
I stole that from a movie called My Blue Heaven, starring Steve Martin and what's his name from Ghostbusters?
Isn't that
Dan Aykroyd?
Nah, the other one's small.
It's a Taking Back Sunday song.
Oh, whoa.
Nick Moranis. Do you know what My Blue Heaven is based off of?
Avatar.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Goodfellas? Is it the Goodfellas guy?
Yeah, it's the Goodfellas guy.
That like, makes sense. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's a. I mean, obviously, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. The movie My Blue Heaven is based off of Goodfellas?
It's based loosely off of the idea of the guy from Goodfellas. Because he went into witness protection. And so they were like, what would happen?
Henry Hill.
Yeah, so of course, My Blue Heaven, he goes into witness protection and then discovers a bunch of other guys in witness protection and they start breaking the law again. Good movie.
That's good. Good
movie.
I like that.
What's the deal with nicknames? I don't even know if they're called nicknames, but like when there's variations of names that are like, how the hell did that happen? Like Hank and Henry.
I don't know.
You know, Nick from Nicholas, cool.
Kinda, because
Dick,
Nicholas,
Rick, all that shit, whatever. What the hell happened,
Richard? Dick and Richard make no sense.
I don't get it.
If your name's Richard, how do you get Bob from that? And how can you also? How do you also
Robert,
get Dick?
Robert's Bob.
Robert.
But even then, Robert's Bob. But Dick is Richard, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dicky.
Are we looking up the etymology of these names?
I don't know how that goes.
You know what? Actually, there is a woman on TikTok. I think it's a woman on TikTok that I have seen a couple times that does that. She goes down the like,
rabbit
hey, hole. This is what the name started as, and like talks about all the variations in different languages and how it kind of morphed into different names.
How genuine is the TikTok though?
It seems like
she, yeah. Does she seem like she's faking it?
She looks like a book reader. You know?
One of them book
a
readers.
A scholar of sorts.
I don't like those people. They're always too smart.
I know. They always think they're so fucking smart.
Yeah.
I saw a fucking Mike playing Pentiment reading that. You could tell he thought he was fucking smarty ass over here.
Mike is my all-time favorite person on this planet.
Yeah.
You just never know what you're going to get with that kid. Sure. The fact that he legitimately lost a pair. There's a pair of Snowbike Mike shoes floating out somewhere in the public, and he has no idea.
Set up like a little scavenger hunt for it.
You got to be somewhere. And then he goes, then he tells me, he goes, well, you know, you got to have your gym shoes. And you got to have your regular shoes.
Yeah.
Because you're out there at the gym, you're sweating in these shoes. You can't be wearing those shoes
No,
around.
You can't.
And I never even thought about that. As you know, my feet don't smell, and they don't sweat.
It's not a smell thing. I think it's just a wear thing, right? It's like getting them worn.
Work out.
I'll wear these shoes right now. Go for a mile. Go for a mile run.
Nick, when you... When...
I don't want to do it, Andy.
You will not.
I'm glad you challenged me. I backed
out. You will absolutely not do that.
Kevin, what'd you got?
Oh, I was going to say, when you do the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you don't wear
That's
shoes,
That's where I was
right?
going with it.
No, you don't wear shoes. You got to go barefoot. Some shoes. People occasionally, like new guys will come in and they'll think, I'm going to keep my socks on. It's like a way to...
Oh, no,
like,
you got no traction.
No, you got no traction. They slip all over the place. Yeah. And eventually the sock just comes off. So you got to take the sock off.
This yeah, is, yeah, I forget, you know, so you've heard it before, but just, you know, sometimes, you know, Jen isn't as drug into the insanity that is Greg. And so I was expressing the other day of, I don't know how we escalated to fighting somebody or whatever on the streets. And I was like, well, I'll take off my shoes and socks and they'll know I'm serious. She's like, yeah, they won't want to fuck with me if you do that. I'm like, yeah, we've talked about that too. You want to put them up and square up? Like, give me a second, motherfucker. I need the traction. You're going to get 39 years of bottled up rage on you right now.
I can't wait for you to just go off on someone.
Yeah.
And I just want to be there. I got your back. We'll go to
okay. It's going
to
be you.
I went off on the one guy, Dr. Strange, and you immediately threw me under the bus. You didn't have my help at all.
No,
that
it
one.
Was great. That was too much. We'll go back. Like, we'll.
That's too much. I just told you if we're escalating a fight in the street, you want to go, bro? I sure do. Taking off my shoes and socks. I'm in a fucking casino. You know what I mean? Like, that, yeah. I think, is the same level of escalation. But Nick's going to cheer me
up. Like the action was too far, Greg.
It wasn't that it was too far.
It was.
It wasn't that it was unwarranted. It was just there was a couple steps that I would assume would have been
taken
in that
first.
Situation first before we escalated it to there. Now, I was with you. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, put your
this
phone
is,
away.
This is a perfect example that I bet you
How many
more
times
than
is this
anything,
story?
You guys can find clips of us telling the same story, and the details are going to be completely different.
I forget what it was. I did it, and then I believe it was that I was like, excuse me, sir. Do you mind turning off your phone or in a motion picture or whatever I said? And then Nick just went, Jesus Christ.
that's probably exactly how that happened. But I want everyone to know right now, I made a choice when I started retelling that my version of that story to embellish for comedic purposes.
Of course.
I can't remember how that story went. Who cares?
No, you don't know who's right, who's wrong.
Who gives a fuck? It could be, I don't even know if I think
Did Madeline, we even watch the movie?
I think it was Madeline, for the content.
Madeline Stanley in the chat earlier, by the time I told a story, I wasn't even there for it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hard to forget. Hard to forget.
We were talking about that yesterday. Because we were talking about the kind of famous videos going on right now of LeBron James just lying about stuff for no reason. Yeah. They're very, very funny videos of him just
it's like
in interviews
shit, right?
Saying shit. It's like, no, you don't. Like, you know, he's on the shop on HBO, and some guy's like, my father
always...
Cody Hagler, it was even Madeline that said it.
Exactly, perfect. He just naturally got
and, yeah, they're in the shop, and somebody's telling LeBron about, like, my father always used to have this saying, blah, 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 and LeBron's like, oh, I love that saying. That's my favorite saying. And it's like, no, it's not. Like, why are you just making shit up? And then I brought it up to Cool Greg the time that Nick decided that he should tell this story for a time that he wasn't even there for, and all of us got mad at him. We were like, you weren't there. Let us tell the story. Why are you trying to take credit as a storyteller?
I'll tell it better.
I'll tell it better.
I will.
I'll
tell
it better. God, he's the worst.
There's a reason you don't let the kids paint the house. You let a professional painter paint the house.
Paint. They paint one little corner of everything. I'm tired.
You pick the color, and then you let Michelangelo here go to town.
Let me.
Right?
I'll do all the, what do they call it, cutting? What do they call it? We have to go do the mold. Do that one line between the molding and the thing?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Really? I can't help you.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
He's professional.
Like, when they paint the wall, they paint all the way up into like a certain part.
I thought Kevin would have bopped in.
And then you
there.
Go, yeah, you, take, you, you take a thing and you go,
oh.
And you cut that last little bit.
I hate painting and garden work.
Yeah, but crown molding work?
I love crown molding work, but I won't paint them.
Recently, me and Kevin had to hang some panels. And we went on another Scarpino Coelho adventure.
How'd it go?
Together. It went well. Yeah. We, of course, got back, and we were missing some of the mounting hardware for it, so one of the panels is still sitting over there. Edging.
Oh, did we?
Is that what
did...
it's called? Thank you.
Edging. No, the edging is something else, Nick.
Yeah.
No, actually, I do think it's called... Maybe it's not. Cutting in, so... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
God.
We had to go buy a laser to paint these things.
I feel like you were hesitant about buying the laser, because there was like a much cheaper laser that sucks.
No, what I really appreciated about the laser journey was the day before when Nick asked me in the middle of the day, hey, can you, or I injected myself in the conversation of, well, I got a laser for hanging things, I can bring it. And Nick's like, can you bring that tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, no problem. Did nothing, didn't slack myself, didn't set an alarm. Jump ahead 24 hours to where you were talking to Kevin, and you're like, oh, but Greg brought his laser. I asked him yesterday. And I had to turn around and be like, oh, bro, I did not bring it at all. I appreciate that you were just like, that's how much you trust me? You're just jumping off the plane expecting the parachute I packed?
You know, it's one of those things where I'm like, I probably should follow up with Greg, and then I forgot also that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I digress. Me and Kevin go.
Wait, real quick. Did I win you over with the laser at the end?
Oh, I was on board with the laser from the get-go because Kevin's like, look, you put it on a tripod, which I'm like, oh, that's cool. We have tripods. I want to do this. And it projects
all around the room.
Yeah. All around the room, like even lines. And I was like, that's this sounds so dope. The only so hesitation cool. I had was
that's
I was like,
so sci-fi.
We literally only
that.
Have to hang three things.
Yeah.
And what do we do after we buy the laser? And then I'm like, well, we'll have the laser.
For sure.
So if I ever have to hang anything at home, like a borrow the laser for a day, bring it home, whatever. Or if we want to hang some of the artwork and stuff that we have,
I
got to
hang
yet,
some stuff,
that.
Kevin. I want to borrow the laser.
But every time me and Kevin go to Home Depot, every time.
Who do you make quit this time?
It's magic. No, it wasn't. We didn't make him quit. There was a guy that came over to help us that I think was on the way to quitting when he went to help us.
Wow.
Remember this guy, Kevin?
Are you talking about, was it this trip?
Yeah, we talked this about last him. Trip. This it was He was like an older white dude, and he came up, and he had just the worst attitude. Where Kevin's like, can we get this one? He's like, yeah. Grabs it, walks away with it. And Kevin's like, where are you going? The guy's like, I'll put it up at the register for you. As he like says it over his back. And no lie, I was like, oh, I don't know what's with that guy. And Kevin goes, yeah, usually Henry's really nice. I was like, what? Is there no one in here you don't know? Like, is there no one in here?
I go to Home Depot a fair amount.
He just knows everybody.
Henry's like, really cheers. Nice.
I fucking love it.
Oh, my God. He might be the guy that years ago was like, do you want a galvanized screw or not galvanized? And I was like, I'm not sure what that means. And he was like, you don't know what galvanized means.
Oof, that's embarrassing.
I know now.
This guy doesn't know what galvanized is.
That's why I hate talking to people at hardware stores.
I feel so inferior.
Know shit. I don't know what I need. Just help me out.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that nobody does.
But don't
which is
patronize
why you find
me.
Yourself.
Like, don't be a dick about it, you know?
Yeah, but think of putting yourself in their spot, Andy. Like, every single day someone comes and goes, I need this thing. I'm trying to do this thing. And you're like, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'm going to sell you this overpriced thing. For this thing, you're going to ruin the thing more and have to call a professional to come fix the thing. You should have just called a professional to begin with.
Sure.
That's how it always goes.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. This guy's a pro.
Andy, I think it's about that time to wrap up the show. Do you want to see where we're at with your art over here? I want to see the dancers holler.
I'd love if you just turn it around. It's a picture of Kate Winslet.
Yeah, one second.
With the cane?
With the fucking
with the cane.
No, I'm not creative.
Andy's imaginary sister is Kate Winslet.
Yeah. I'm not creative or smart enough to have foresight for that.
I got some questions about Andy's imaginary sister.
Here we go.
Let me tell you, I'll tell all.
Oh, my God. Are you kissing and telling on this one?
We had a thing long before I met Jen. I will spill the deets.
Man, I love this.
What's your sister?
Cover your face.
Wow.
Oh, damn, fuck. Dude, Andy, that's the same.
Andy, that's really good.
Oh, my God.
Andy, what the hell, dude?
You're so talented.
He looks a little like an Attack on Titan, but I don't mind it.
Audio listeners, you're missing out on a lot right here.
This is one to click on, audio listeners. Come join us right now. And that you did. You put the hollow in there. You got a little dancer's hollow going.
Yeah,
there.
I fucking hate the amount of shadow on that dick. Like, there's so much dick.
It's not.
But also like rim lighting.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not. It's not the shadow. It's the backlight. It's the actual halo of light right around the tip that's blurred out, which is incredible.
I can't believe how impressed I am by this, Andy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you were impressed with this episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast. Remember, each week, 4, sometimes 5, best friends gather around this table, each coming to hang out with each other. If you want to hang out with us, the best way is to go to patreon.com/kindafunny, where you can be in the chat watching us record this show live, the Gamescast live. You can get, obviously, Peace, I Love You live, In Review live, Screencast live, all that jazz on patreon.com/kindafunny. You get it ad-free. And, of course, you get 38 episodes of bonus content a month, exclusively just there that you can go get. Why do we use this? I don't know why we use this weird ass filter sometimes.
You know, you give Kevin tools, you get what he's gonna build.
Like, I can stop using it.
How about, no, Kevin, what I want you to do is just what you're doing right there, but make his head bigger. Like 25% bigger.
Just the head, and then put it on.
Yeah, great. I see what you're doing.
Just like a big head mode, you know?
Sure, yeah, big head mode. Of course, if you don't want to give us any bucks on Patreon, it's no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast for free with ads, nothing live, on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe each and every Friday. Remember, of course, oh, that's not true. That's not even how it is anymore. Sorry, I don't know why
I thought
it was Friday. Well,
I'm going to interrupt you here, talking about Patreon. Is it the worst idea ever? And by that, I mean, should we do it to make the Patreon collector's item a print of that?
No, not at all.
A full-size poster?
Oh, yeah, full-size poster.
I mean,
yeah.
if you guys want to shell out a couple more G's, I'll fucking take that real picture of him and send it over to you. We'll start OnlyFans for Greg right now. We'll go to the big time.
But it's all just Andy drawing what he thinks it looks like.
We describe the nudes. That's how it is. I take the nudes. Show them to me. Nick describes them. Andy draws them.
Perfect.
This is like I'm Doctor Strange. Like I've been punched out of my body. Right?
Oh shit! Yeah. That's still pretty. Wow.
Yeah. Use the code Kinda Funny on Epic Games when you're buying stuff on the Epic Game Store, when you're playing Rocket League, Fortnite, and all that jazz. And of course, until next time, remember, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Never got the shot.